second pack of Challah Mishnah Gimel. This is halacha relating to Challah, but it's also related to all brachas that one says. Ha'isha Yeshev is a koitza chalot aruma. A woman can take off challah when she is not clothed, she is naked. Nay, she yichol lechatas atzma. That if she sits down, she can sit in a fashion that her erva will not be open. There's halacha that one is not allowed to make a bracha or say any of the Torah in a room that there's an exposed erva. And therefore, she wouldn't be able to make the bracha if she's standing up unclothed, but if she's sitting down in a fashion that her erva is not revealed, that is, then she would be able to make a bracha. Avaloi ish, the nature of a man is that his erva protrudes more, and therefore, even if he's sitting down, that would be considered the erva is revealed, and he is not allowed to make a bracha. As we said, the person is unclothed, he's not allowed to make a bracha, even if there's nobody else in the room. And the same thing if he's in the room and somebody else is, his erva is exposed, he cannot make a bracha. Yeah, the erva is the genitals. Mi she'eino yochel lasei tisachu b'tayre tzeno kabin. Tanakama holds that the al yaseno b'tzuma. If a person cannot make his isa b'tayre, in other words, the kalim that he needs to use to make the doa tzmeim. So he has a choice of being matama as a dough and taking off chala, which will be chala tzmeim. Or he has another choice, which the Tanakhama says, Yaseno Kabim. You should make each dough the size of one cow, which is less than the shear of challah. And this way, it'll be potter from challah. So the Tanakhama says, it's better to make each dough smaller than the shear of challah, but Yaseno Batuma. And better than doing so, than creating a situation which your challah is going to be lechatchila challah tameya. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yekiva Oimer, Yaseno Batuma, but Yaseno Kabim. He says, it's better to make a larger dough, take up the challah, even though the challah will be a challah tameya. So kashem shukar l'tayah, kashem shukar l'tayah. Just like he proclaims a challah of a tohar dough challah, so too he will of a tamei dough. L'zukar challah b'shem, l'zukar challah b'shem. Each one he calls a challah. Av kabayim ein lahem chelik b'shem. If you make each dough only one calf, then none of those doughs will have any part in the challah. So Rabbi Kiva once again feels it's better to be mechayev the don challah and take off the challah the tuma than to remove the entire chiyuv of challah. That's his opinion. We pass him like the Tanakhama, in this case that he's going to have to make the challah tonight anyway. Let's make each dough one calf, which will be possible from challah.